News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration is firmly defending federal agents following the shooting death of a motorist in Minneapolis.
Vice President Vance said the ICE officer was clearly justified in shooting the driver, and he described Renee Good as a victim of left-wing ideology.
I can believe that her death is a tragedy while also recognizing that it's a tragedy of her own making.
Vance also chastised reporters for their news coverage of the incident, saying that many were lying.
The way that the media, by and large, has reported this story has been an absolute disgrace.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Federal immigration officers have shot and wounded two people in a vehicle outside a hospital in Portland, Oregon. The shooting came a day after the ICE shooting in Minneapolis, and the Department of Homeland Security described the vehicle's passenger as a Venezuelan illegal affiliated with a transnational Tren de Aragua prostitution gang. President Trump meeting today with oil executives at the White House. He's hoping to secure $100 billion in investments to revive Venezuela's oil industry. He says rebuilding that industry would be good for the U.S. as well as for the people of Venezuela. The country enjoys the world's largest proven reserve of crude oil, but production has seen major declines. The newly released December jobs report came in a little weaker than analysts were expecting. Here's Rich Thomason.
The Labor Department says America's employers created just 50,000 jobs last month, less than the 56,000 new hires in November. At the same time, the unemployment rate scored its first decline since June, falling from 4.5% in November to 4.4% last month. The latest data suggests businesses remain reluctant to add workers, even as economic growth has picked up. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's been a victory for religious freedom in the state of Washington.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Yakima Union Gospel Mission does not have to hire non-Christians. The mission is a homeless shelter which serves all needy people, but only hires believers to staff its facilities. Alliance Defending Freedom, which represented the mission, says, quote, religious organizations shouldn't be punished for exercising their constitutionally protected freedom to hire employees who live out their shared religious beliefs. Michael Harrington reporting.
At the Church of the Epiphany in New York's Upper East Side, a new handcrafted organ is emblematic of the final phase of a multi-year $70 million effort to relocate and rebuild the Episcopal congregation. To Pastor Matthew Dayton Welch, the organ represents more than a commitment to music. He says so many churches make difficult decisions because they're shrinking and they've consolidated all of their funding and just struggling to survive. This is SRN News. Russia doesn't sound much like a country that is eager to engage in negotiations so it can bring an end to its war with Ukraine. In fact, it's fired a new type of intermediate-range ballistic missile.
Ukrainian officials say four people were killed and over 20 wounded in the capital overnight. Russia hasn't said whether Oreshniks hit there, but Russian media and military bloggers say it targeted a huge underground natural gas storage facility in Ukraine's western Lviv region. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia attacked Ukraine with over 240 drones and a combination of 36 missiles. It said one medium-range ballistic missile was used, but did not specify that this was definitely an Oreshnik. It adds this missile was launched from a test site in Russia's Astrakhan region, believed to be the site of the Oreshnik missile launcher. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.